This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. On the program today, we will have representatives of the Community Arts Resource in St. Joseph, including Chris Strong, who is music director of the new, he's director of band and chorus at St. Joseph Ogden High School, but more to the point of this conversation, he is a conductor of the new Community Jazz Band, sponsored by CAR, and we'll talk to them later on in the program. And the first part of the show, we've got some members of the cast and the director of the World Stage Homeschool Theater Company's production of Shakespeare's The Tempest, which is this coming weekend in Champaign at Stratford Park Bible Chapel. We'll hear about that and hear a couple of scenes from there as well. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. You heard a part of the opening movement of a piano sonata by Beethoven, nicknamed The Tempest, and it was said to have been, well, he said that it was inspired by a play by Shakespeare called The Tempest. He didn't say much more than that about in what way was it inspired, but we'll just have to take his word for it. And if you've ever read the play, you can use your own imagination. And I'm trying to remember if I have or not. I'm not sure that I have, but I seem to know the names of some of the characters, including Prospero and Ariel, and that's about all I can remember. But we'll hear some about it from members of the World Stage Homeschool Theater Company's production of Shakespeare's The Tempest, which is this weekend on the 29th, which would be Friday at 1:30 and 7, and on Saturday the 30th at 1:30. Both of all those performances at Stratford Park Bible Chapel on West Kirby in Champaign. They are all free and open to the public, what is more. The director of the show is Elizabeth Nickel, and she has brought with her some cast members to talk about it a bit and do some scenes. Coming up later in the program, we have two members of the Community Arts Resource in St. Joseph to talk about their community jazz band, which just got underway a couple of weeks ago. So welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming in to Live and Local.
Hi.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, give us a little bit of an introduction to the World Stage Homeschool Theater Company. Actually, I like the way it's sort of done on the poster here. It's World Stage, and then up above you've added Homeschool.
That's right. The official name is the World Stage Theater Company, and we only add Homeschool when it's a context that wouldn't otherwise be evident.
So, in other words, the World Stage Theater Company does not always use homeschooled people.
No, we do. It is a homeschool theater company, but that's not part of our name unless we have to specify to clarify who we are.
And sometimes you don't have to specify?
No, when somebody knows this is a homeschool group and we say, well, this theater company, then we don't.
Okay, then. I'll take your word for all that. So tell us about the company.
I started doing Shakespeare with my own children many years ago in a very small way, just as a way of introducing them to the plays. Before we went to see them, we would act out particular scenes or parts of scenes within our family, and then we invited another family to come over and do it with us. And the productions grew. This was mostly with elementary school age children, but as my own children grew older and the cast grew more mature and more capable, a few years ago I said, hey, they're doing quality productions that we could invite the general public to. So that's when the World Stage Theater Company was begun. And this is, I suppose, our third year under that name.
And how many productions a year?
We've done one Shakespeare production a year, and sometimes we will do an additional non-Shakespeare play.
And so is this the first this year, or one of
yes.
more than one this year?
Yes, this is this is perhaps the one and only. Some of our members then have branched off and directed their own plays, and so we are leaving room in the calendar year for them to do that.
Well, we've actually had two of those plays represented on this program. Mm-hmm. I presume it's some of the same groups of people.
Some of the same people.
Who happen to be doing something for the, is it Artco in Tuscola? No, it was, which is the group in, I'm blanking on the name of the company that just did, well, never mind. I'm
CDW
embarrassing myself.
Maybe?
Creative Dramatics.
Yes. Yeah, CDW.
CDW. Sydney, yeah. Right,
in
yeah.
The good old CDW.
And then another group that were two of the girls had written their own adaptation of a children's story, which was really, really nice. Mm-hmm. So why The Tempest?
It's a play that some of us were familiar with in a general way for a long time. We've known this story for a long time. We've seen a lot of productions, but we had never studied it really deeply. And last year we did The Winter's Tale. The Tempest in some ways is related to The Winter's Tale, and being one of Shakespeare's last plays, it's a good one to bring together a lot of the other plays that we've done.
Neither of these, I don't think, is among Shakespeare's lightest work, though certainly not among his heaviest either.
It's a magnificent play, and there are all sorts of depths to it. If one is thinking of it in terms of story, there are light elements to it. They are sometimes categorized as comedies, sometimes categorized as romances, but there is definitely a lot of weight to them.
Well, this one has some comedy, some romance, lots of magic,
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of other elements. So we have with us... and just for my information, this won't help the studio audience, the listening audience at all, but Galen Nickel, who I assume is your son.
Yes.
And who are you playing in this,
Galen? I am Prospero.
You are Prospero.
Big man.
Yes, he's, yeah. Emily Doering, who are you in this?
I play Miranda. She is Prospero's daughter.
Rather important person. Justin Klett.
Right here, yep.
And you are?
I am Caliban, the...
The bad guy.
Yes, the deformed slave.
Well,
yes.
He's not exactly the bad guy.
He's not the bad guy,
but he is definitely not one of those people you want to meet in an alley at night.
No, not really very nice.
Caliban is not civilized for better and for worse.
Yeah.
Okay, Donovan King. Mm.
I play Antonio, who...
He's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy of the whole play.
Apparently, I have not read this play because I don't remember it. I must have read bits of it. Whittaker Gramley.
Hey, I play Sebastian. I'm kind of the bad guy.
He's my sidekick.
He's coming down the path of darkness.
He tries to get me.
All right, and then Jamie Baker.
That's me. I play Gonzalo.
There is a character of Ariel in here, right?
Yes. Ariel is not in the studio today. Ariel, we have one actress, Bree Chapman, who is playing Ariel, supported by... seven others. It's conventional because Ariel is spirit. Sometimes there are more than one actors that are parts of Ariel. They also are the most musical characters, and as we speak, they are rehearsing the music over at the church.
Yeah, I guess homeschoolers sort of have a certain flexibility to their schedule that they wouldn't necessarily have when you're in school with a, you go to class this time or else.
This is
school.
You'd
think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You're in school right now.
What I love about Shakespeare is Robert Frost said about poetry, that it should begin with delight and end in wisdom. And I think that is so true of Shakespeare. It begins with delight and ends in wisdom. And I think that by introducing the kids in a form that they are just loving it and putting on shows, and they learn a lot from it. So this is definitely the heart of our school.
Well, we have not as much time on the program as I would like for us to have. So I know you brought some scenes along. So why don't we, who wants to, I think you're going to set up this first one, right?
Set up the first scene?
Say.
So, this is the second scene in the play, immediately following a scene showing a ship at sea in the midst of a tempest that is seemingly sinking and everybody's going to die, they think. So this is a dramatic shift of scene to on an island with Prospero, who has created this tempest, and Miranda, his daughter.
If by your art, my dearest father, you have put the wild waters into this roar, lay them. The sky, it seems, would pour down stinking pitch, but that the sea, mounting to the welkin's cheek, dashes the fire out. Oh, I have suffered with those that I saw suffer. A brave vessel who had, no doubt, some noble creature in her, dashed all to pieces. Oh, the cry did knock against my very heart. Poor souls, they perished. Had I been any god of power, I would have sunk the sea within the earth, or ere it should the good ship so have swallowed the frauding souls within her.
Be collected. No more amazement. Tell your piteous heart there's no harm done.
Oh, woe the day.
No harm. I have done nothing but in care of thee. Of thee, my dear one. Thee, my daughter, who art ignorant of what thou art, not knowing of whence I am, nor that I am more better than Prospero, master of a full poor cell, and thy no greater father.
More to know did never meddle with my thoughts.
'Tis time I should inform thee farther. Wipe thou thine eyes. Have comfort. The direful spectacle of the rack, which touched the very virtue of compassion in thee, I have with such provision in mine art, so safely ordered, that not a soul, that there is no soul, no, not so much perdition as a hair, betide any creature on board that vessel, which thou heardest cry, which thou sawest sink. Sit thou down, for thou must now no farther.
You have often begun to tell me what I am, but stopped and left me to a bootless inquisition, concluding, stay, not yet.
The hour's now come. Obey, and be attentive. Canst thou remember a time before we came unto this cell? I do not think thou canst, for then thou wast not out 3 years old.
'Tis far off, and rather like a dream. Had I not 4 or 5 women once that attended me?
Thou hast, and more, Miranda. But how is it that this still lives in thy mind? What seest thou else in the dark, backward, and abysm of time? If thou rememberest aught ere thou camest here, how thou camest thou mayest.
But that I do not.
12 years since, Miranda, 12 years since. Thy father was the Duke of Milan, and a prince of power.
Sir, are not you my father?
Thy mother was a piece of virtue, and she said thou wast my daughter, and thy father was Duke of Milan, and his only heir, a princess, no worse issued.
Oh, the heavens!
Thy uncle and my brother, called Antonio, I pray thee, mark me, that a brother should be so perfidious. He whom next to thyself of all the world I loved. The government I cast upon my brother, and to my state grew stranger, being rapt and transported in secret studies. Thy false uncle, dost thou attend me?
Sir, most heedfully.
He was the ivy that had hid my princely trunk, and sucked the verdure out on it. Dost thou hear?
Your tale, sir, would cure deafness.
He needs must be absolute Milan. Me, poor man, my library was dukedom large enough. Mark the event, and tell me if this might be a brother.
I should sin to think but nobly of my grandmother. Good wombs have borne bad sons.
But at this point, Prospero goes on and gives the full rest of the history of their backstory, how the King of Naples conspired with Antonio, Prospero's brother, to overthrow him and send him out to sea, and they get washed up on the shore, and describes a few characters in there. Ends with Miranda going to sleep, and Prospero has a scene with Ariel, where Ariel describes the storm and how she created it, how he created it, how it created it, and how he made it so everybody is safe on land. They just think that everybody else is drowned. After that, Ariel leaves. Prospero wakes up Miranda, and they go to meet with Caliban.
I start. Okay. I must eat my dinner. This island is mine by Sycorax, my mother, which thou takest from me. When thou first came here, thou strokest me, and made much of me. Wouldst give me water with berries in it, and teach me to name the bigger light, and the lesser, which burn by day and night. And then I loved thee, and showed thee all the qualities of the isle, the fresh springs, brine pits, barren place, fertile. Cursed be I that did so. All the charms of Sycorax, toads, beetles, bats, light on you. For I am all the subjects that you have, which at first was mine, own king. And here you sty me on this hard rock, whilst you do keep me from the rest of the isle.
The most lying slave, whom stripes may move, not kindness. I have used thee, filth as thou art, with humane care, and lodged thee in mine own cell, till thou didst seek to violate the honor of my child.
Would it have been done, but thou didst prevent me, I'd peopled else this isle with Calibans.
Abhorred slave! I pitied thee, took pains to make thee speak, taught thee each hour one thing or another. I endowed thy purposes with words that made them known, but thy vile race, though thou didst learn, had that in it which good natures could not abide to be with. Therefore was thou deservedly confined to this rock, who hadst deserved more than a prison.
You taught me language, and my profit on it is I know how to curse. The red plague rid you for learning me your language.
Hagseed, hence! Fetch a stool and be quick. Thou art best to answer other business.
Shruggest thou, Malice? If thou neglect'st, or dost unwillingly what I command, I'll rack thee with old cramps, fill all thy bones with aches, make thee roar that the beast shall tremble at thy din.
No! Prithee, I must obey. His art is of such power it would rule my dam's god, Cerebos, and make a vassal of him.
So, slave, hence!
And this next scene is with Gonzalo and Alonso and Antonio and Sebastian, and they have all just washed up on the shore. And this scene is really interesting just because it kind of gives you an insight into each one's character. They're all kind of seeing the island in different ways, as you'll see. We're having Galen be Prosper or be Alonso for this scene.
Our Alonso is stuck in class.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in college.
So. Beseech you, sir, be merry. You have cause, so have we all, of joy. For our escape is much beyond our loss.
Prithee, peace.
He receives comfort like cold porridge.
Here is everything advantageous to life.
True, save means to live.
Of that there's none, or little.
How lush and lusty the grass looks. How green.
The ground, indeed, is tawny.
With an eye of green in it.
But the rarity of it is, which is indeed almost beyond credit.
As many vouched rarities are.
That our garments, being as they were drenched in the sea, hold notwithstanding their freshness and gloss.
If one of his pockets could but speak, would it not say he lies?
Methinks our garments are as fresh as when we first put them on at Afric, at the marriage of the king's fair daughter Claribel to the king of Tunis. Sir, we were talking that our garments seem now as fresh as when we were at Tunis, at the marriage of your daughter, who is now the queen.
The rarest that e'er came there.
Is not, sir, my doublet as fresh as the first day I wore it? I mean, in a sort.
That sort was well fished for.
When I wore it at your daughter's marriage?
You cram these words into mine ears against the stomach of my sense. Would I had never married my daughter there, for coming thence, my son is lost.
and in my rate, she too, who is so far from Italy removed, I ne'er shall see her again. Oh, thou, mine heir of Naples and Milan, what strange fish hath made his meal on thee?
Sir, he may live. I saw him beat the surges under him and ride upon their backs. I not doubt he came alive to land.
No, no, he's gone.
Sir, you may thank yourself for this great loss. That would not bless our Europe with your daughter, but rather lose her to an African.
Prithee, peace!
We have lost your son, I fear forever. The fault is your own.
So's the dearest of the loss.
My lord Sebastian, the truth you speak doth lack some gentleness, and the time to speak it in. You rub the sore when you should bring the plaster.
I'd say that's rather impressive. For, how old are you folks?
Ranging, what's the youngest here?
14.
14 to 20.
14 to 20. I mean, if I were not looking at you all, I probably would have guessed quite a bit older and with a lot more experience. And I'm guessing you have. How many of you have done Shakespeare before? All but one.
She's the newbie.
So you've got lots of experience under your belt, or at least maybe one or two shows. These were members of the World Stage Homeschool Theater Company production of William Shakespeare's The Tempest, under their director, Elizabeth Nickel, here, obviously, live in our studio. The performances are this weekend, Saturday at 1:30 and 7. Friday at 1:30 and 7, and Saturday at 1:30. All those performances free and open to the public at Stratford Park Bible Chapel, which is on West Kirby Avenue in Champaign. For more information, you can phone area 217-384-1914. And they were Galen Nickel as Prospero and filling in as
Alonzo Nichols.
Emily Doring was Miranda. Justin Klett as Caliban. A nice growl. I like that really. Donovan King as Antonio. Mm-hmm. Whitaker Gramley was Sebastian.
Yep.
And the one character I've forgotten the name of, Jamie Baker, you played?
Gonzalo.
And as I said, Elizabeth Nickel, the director. Wish that we had a little more time to talk about the show, because I'd really kind of like to get everybody's reactions to your various characters. But I've got another interview coming up, and we're really glad you were able to come in, and wish you best of luck. Best of luck on the production.
Thank you very much.
And do let us know about the next one.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. We'll do.
It's live and local on FM 90.9. Our program is made possible with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, presenting the Band of the Irish Guards, featuring pipes, drums, and Highland dancers of the Royal Regiment of Scotland on February 9th. More information can be found at krannertcenter.com. And coming up, a conversation regarding the community jazz band sponsored by Community Arts Resource based in St. Joseph. Sorry, I had a few buttons pushed wrong in the studio here. That was a portion of music by Tchaikovsky from his tone poem called The Tempest, after Shakespeare's play, heard in live and local on FM 90.9. And we will be presenting a banquet of musical choices every week here on this program and all of our variety programs on this station. And with that variety of choices, we hope you'll agree that no music fan can possibly go hungry. Instead, the table is set by listener contributions. We hope you will be one of the 250 people to call during our three-day mini drive, which starts January 28th, or give online now at willpledge.org. That's willpledge.org. On this portion of Live and Local today, we're talking with Chris Strong, who is music director, leads the band in the chorus at St. Joseph Ogden High School, and also for the purposes of this conversation is leading a community jazz band, which is new as of this month, I think. And also with us, Ross Bundy, who is president of the Community Arts Resource based in St. Joseph, which is the sponsoring organization for the jazz band and also for community band, regular band, whatever you want to call it, that we actually had Ross on some time ago with their director to talk about. So they're getting at least two things going here, and we're glad to have you both. We'll hear some musical examples that the music the jazz band is doing. But Ross, why don't you talk a little bit first about this community arts resource, assuming most people that are hearing us now weren't hearing that conversation from months ago. Tell us what it is you want to be doing and what are you doing so far?
You know, we're trying to promote the arts in East Central Champaign County and broader if people are interested, but our focus is around that area. So it's not just in St. Joseph. We're actually pushing for areas, the surrounding communities. In fact, we get a lot of people from Champaign, Danville. We've gotten a few up towards the Rantoul area or quite a bit south of St. Joseph as well, especially Heritage School District area. So we've really had a great time. We did the summer band this summer, which we talked about before.
That was the name I was stumbling over.
Yeah, that's
summer,
right.
Community Summer Band or Summer Community Band or
what
are you calling it?
We actually...
You have a funny name.
We had a funny name.
Cartoons.
Yeah, that's right. That's Cartoons. Very good.
Cartoons.
Yeah. Cartoons. C-A-R is from our initials,
the Community Arts Resource,
mm-hmm. and Tunes. So it, nice little...
how did that fly?
It went just... so wonderfully. It was a great opportunity. People were thrilled. We had 37 people in each of our concerts. We actually have 47 people registered for the band. We're hoping this year that we'll actually register 60 or more and have 50 playing in the band. So we're very excited about that. And that's still to come. Of course, it's only a summer band, so we won't start registration for that until May. Maybe a little bit before May, but around that time period. We're also considering running a summer choir at the same time. We've had a lot of interest in opportunities to do choral pieces. People are very interested in that.
And remind me the name of your the summer band director?
I'm so terrible with these.
Justin Lee.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Justin. The momentary glitch. Justin did a fantastic job for us this year. We're trying to bring him back again for the summer this summer. So,
well, I hope that works out. But no ambitions so far to have a year-round community band?
Not yet. It's our goal probably 5 years down the road to actually shoot for a year-round band, but we really need to get solid bass built with the summer band before we can move on to that point.
So why did you choose to, speaking of year-round groups, why did you choose to start that effort with a jazz band?
Why did we choose to do the jazz band this time?
Yeah.
I think there were two reasons. We did have quite a few people from the summer band that were interested in jazz. And talking with Chris, of course, I have students, my children, actually, one of my daughters goes to the high school. And so we've had discussions with Chris. But Chris also has a strong interest in jazz. And so we thought, well, you know, we have an interest from the public. We have a person who might be interested in directing it. So it worked. So far, it's been fantastic. We actually have 22 people registered for the group, for the jazz band. So we have a nice, solid group. We have a good balance among the group. And we have some spectacular players.
Well, Chris, why don't we turn to you? Again, we're talking to Ross Bundy, just speaking, president of the Community Arts Resource based in St. Joseph, but serving a much wider area. And Chris Strong, who is the director of this new community jazz band effort. How did you get involved? I mean, I know Ross said that you were interested, but did somebody come to you, or did you go to him, or what?
Yeah, no, Ross came and talked to me. I was briefly affiliated with the Cartoons in the summer. I kind of joined at the very end of the summer and was set to play the final concert with them in St. Joseph and got struck down with mono. So I kind of ended my experience with playing with the summer group. But then I wanted to really get involved with the choir group if I could. So when Ross came asking if I would do a jazz group, I figured that would be a good starting point for me. And I've always loved jazz, especially since high school on, so, and have been involved with it in numerous groups. So it just really seemed like a good fit for me.
And what's your instrument? What were you going to play with the band?
Principally a trumpet player.
And so you don't think it was the trumpet itself that did you in and it, you know, landed you with mono?
I hope not. Yeah. I really hope not. Then I noticed I was still continuing to play the trumpet, even having mono without cleaning it afterwards. So that maybe wasn't such a good thing.
Well, as long as you're not cleaning it and giving it to somebody else to play.
True.
That's probably good. And how long have you been at the St. Joseph Ogden High School?
Actually, it's just my second year there. Prior to that, I taught for 2 years in Hartsburg-Emden School District, which is over on the west central side of the state by Lincoln, just about 10 minutes north of Lincoln. Very, very small school, but a nice starting point for me. And then I heard about the job opening actually from a good friend of mine who I graduated with from college. He was the director prior to me, so when I heard that he was going to be leaving, I figured I would check it out and had a great time so far.
And you're doing both band and chorus. What's your is your background mostly in instrumental?
It's pretty much completely in instrumental. However, going to Millikan University for my undergraduate, I really, really got into listening to a lot of choral pieces. Had a lot of good friends who were choral music educators, and since then have just loved listening to it. And it's a lot of fun to direct. It's definitely a different beast, but I still enjoy it very much.
I'm surprised you didn't sing in one of the choirs there, because it seems like 90% of Millikan sings in one of the choirs.
Definitely.
That's a high percent.
Yeah. No, I would have.
Keep hearing how many people do.
Yeah, certainly I would have loved to, but there were too many instrumental groups for me to participate in as well and had some time conflicts there.
Sure. So did you do jazz in high school?
I did.
You said you got interested in high school.
Yeah, I did. I went to Decatur-MacArthur High School. Which has a nationally known jazz program, actually.
Really?
The director there is Jim Culbertson, who's been there for 30-plus years and has taken groups to festivals overseas even. I had a chance to go to Europe once myself with the group. Have won 20-plus Downbeat Awards. Mm. Just a really, really competitive program, not only in the state but nationally speaking.
So, I had no idea.
Great experience there.
The Edison Middle School jazz bands here in Champaign have been at least reasonably well known. I don't know if they're nationally recognized or not, or they were at one. You know, they were doing particularly well. So I'll have to find an opportunity to hear the MacArthur.
Yeah, definitely.
MacArthur band at some point. So before we actually talk specifically about rehearsals and your whole plan for this the community jazz band, I know you brought along some samples of the sorts of things that you either are doing or would like to do. You want to introduce the first one?
Sure. The first one is just a straight-ahead introductory jazz tune. It's called One Note at a Time, and it was composed by Doug Beach, who is the jazz director at Elmhurst College up near Chicago. Also a Millikan graduate, so I'm trying to do the alma mater connection there.
Very good.
But just a very straightforward swing tune.
And do we know the performers on here, or are these come off of promotional CDs?
Promotional CDs.
Okay. So we may actually have a little fade out somewhere in the middle, but you'll get an idea of the tune, and you're listening to it here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. performance here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, and I will let Chris Strong tell you who we just heard, or at least the piece we just heard.
Once again, that was One Note at a Time, written by Doug Beach. Not sure, again, who the performance group is, but just a very straight-ahead swing tune.
And is that a piece that you are working on in the community jazz band, or the sort of thing that you are working on?
It is the sort of thing. I believe we read this one, one of the couple of rehearsals that we've had, and we'll probably revisit it. It's a really nice starting tune, a very good opener that we could use for one of our concerts, so I think we'll probably come back to it.
So you do mean starting as in start the program, not necessarily a starting tune for beginning jazz groups.
Correct. It's kind of a medium,
complex.
Kind of a medium grade piece, a little bit tougher than some of the ones I gave for the first rehearsals, but certainly playable, I think, within a few concerts.
Chris Strong is the director of the Community Jazz Band, which is a new effort sponsored by the Community Arts Resource based in St. Joseph, but open to people well beyond, and we have with us also on this portion of the show Ross Bundy, who's president of CAR. What kind of folks have you got so far in the group? Adults, students?
Yeah, so the band is open to juniors and seniors and older.
Juniors and seniors in high school and older.
So we have a little less, probably, than 50% of the band is actually from high school. The rest are adults. Of all ages. So we have people well up in years, and some of our best players are some of our older players. So we have a terrific band.
Well up in years. I'm curious what exactly you meant by
Well,
that.
I think we have people in their 70s, maybe getting a little towards the far end of 70. So I think we have a good range of people. I don't want to call them old because, they, you know, 70 is not old
don't
anymore.
Get in trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. What's old? I mean, students call me old, and
yeah.
And I'm starting to think they're right, but I'd like to not think that I'm well up in years, whatever all this means. So does that suggest then that you maybe have tapped a need for at least for the people who, let's say, of the older generation who haven't had a lot of opportunity to play this stuff for a while?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. There are obviously other bands in the area where they could go. I think some of them just couldn't make those other bands in their schedule for whatever reason, or they may not have known about this. Those other particular bands. I know Parkland has a band. The Conservatory also, I believe, has a jazz band.
Conservatory of Central Illinois in
Champaign.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I think there may be other factors, but certainly some people came just because, you know, they're farther out, like toward the Danville area, and this was closer than driving all the way into Champaign for some of those other activities. So I think there is a need as well. So
when are rehearsals?
They are on Monday evenings from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the St. Joseph Ogden High School building.
So if somebody wanted to just show up tonight, for example, would that be okay with you?
That would be fantastic. We are always looking for fresh, new talent, so anyone is welcome.
And fresh, new is actually can be used to describe this jazz band because you're, what, on your third or fourth rehearsal, something like that?
Yeah, we just finished our second, so this will be our third.
And how's it going so far?
As the director, I'm extremely excited. I was a little bit nervous because obviously when you're doing a community group, you're never quite sure of the talent level you'll have, especially with some players who maybe haven't picked up their instruments for a while. And I have been pleasantly surprised. And I think some of our older members are just fantastic talents. And some of my high school kids as well, I think they're just able to learn a lot from some of the older members in the group, so they're coming along very, very quickly as well, which is nice to see.
I was going to ask if the kids feel privileged to be next to more experienced people, and really, is it kind of so far a sort of a mentoring relationship in some cases, or is it a little too early to tell?
Well, it's a little early to tell, but I do think so. In fact, I have a really good trombone player in the group, and he's the only student in the trombone section. However, at St. Joe, there's only two trombones in our entire band, so he's not used to playing with a lot of players next to him. So I think he really, really enjoys that experience of having some good players and a lot of players just right next to him.
And fantastic players. Our trombone section is just out of this world. It's incredible. So,
how many are in it?
We would have five, except we've stolen one of our trombone players away to play bass for us. He's playing guitar bass because we didn't have a bass player. So if you know of a bass player, we're especially interested in a bass player so we could put him back on trombone. So
folks out there listening, I can vouch for the fact that there are a lot of people looking for bass players right now with the youth orchestra that I conduct and trombonists. It seems to be, Chris, it seems to be a shortage in our area for some reason of trombones right now. I wonder why certain instruments cycle in and out, where one year high schools have a bunch of strong players, and the next year they're all converted flute players or something like that.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see. I taught fifth grade last year, and trombone was definitely one of those instruments where I had trouble getting kids started. Although it's always interesting to me because, to me, it's one of those instruments that, you know, with the slide going all the way out and can be able to play so chromatically, a lot of kids have fun with it. When you play it for them as an example, they just love it, and you see huge smiles go across their faces. So it's quite shocking that there's not more students that start on trombone year to year.
Yeah, plus you can play it really loud.
Yeah, it's probably the loudest instrument if you really try. So
I would think that'd be really cool, you know, or they would think it was cool to be able to do that. And you can be a headbanger without an amp.
Definitely.
Why don't you play another example? I know you have some more here of samples of what you might be doing, and again,
sure,
maybe are doing.
Yeah, definitely. The next song is a slow bluesy chart entitled Metropole, and the composer is Howard Rowe. And this is just certainly an example of a piece that we would play to just get a differing style, but still very much in the jazz idiom. Very relaxed. I think it starts with some piano and bass, and then kicks in with a small little saxophone feature. Just a real laid-back tune and really enjoyable.
So if you like this sort of thing and have an instrument maybe you haven't played in a while but can do competently, or maybe you are playing it regularly and don't have another outlet for jazz, here's your opportunity. Chris Strong, directing the Community Arts Resources Community Jazz Band, rehearsing Monday nights in St. Joseph, and Ross Bundy with us, who is president of CAR, and this is Live and Local on FM 90.9.
We'll be right back.
And that was another sample of music that you might get to play if you were interested in joining the community jazz band in St. Joseph, sponsored by the Community Arts Resource there. It's open to anybody who is hearing this conversation here on Live and Local with Chris Strong, who is the director of the jazz band and also director of band and chorus at St. Joseph Ogden High School. And we have with us on the show also Ross Bundy, who is president of Community Arts Resource and a software engineer in real life, so to speak. And Chris, tell us again what the music was we just heard.
That piece was entitled Metropole by Howard Rowe. And just it was a laid-back blues, very, very easy chart, but interesting to listen to. So.
And in case you wondered if anything was wrong with your own radio, no, we did just have one channel on that one, so our apologies for that particular cut. And tell us a little bit, for those who might be interested, in order to play in the jazz band, does one have to audition? Or is there, do you expect a certain level of competence, or how do you decide whether to seat somebody?
Well, I think as we were originally looking for members, we weren't sure how many people we would have interested. So I think we were pretty much willing to take anyone who stepped in the door, so to speak. However, I think if it got to the point where we had, so I think we would probably have to consider maybe having a slight audition process of some sort. But that is if we got too many members showing up.
And if somebody just wanted to show up tonight, there it's going to be at St. Joseph Ogden High School starting at 6:30. It's rehearsal.
Correct. It's in the
Live and Local on FM 90.9. Apologies for an editing problem in that interview. I am Kevin Kelly confessing that that is all my fault. That was a selection by Larry Barton called Cut to the Chase, which is a tune that actually is being worked on currently by the Community Jazz Band, sponsored by the Community Arts Resource. And thanks to Chris Strong and Ross Bundy, my guests for this portion of the program. For more information, go to communityartsresource.org.